This story is called Wang King, I Came the Truth from Him. Oh, it's you. I hope you're going to be less bothersome than Douglas. He really has been trying my patience lately, and that's a very dangerous thing to do because I don't have much of it to start with. And why should I have? After all, I'm his mistress. His mission is to please. Mine is to punish. So, where does patience come into the equation? It doesn't, does it? And I shall be making that precise point with a nice, springy, crook-handled cane right across his bare bottom the very next time I see him. That's not far away now. In a couple of weeks, there'll be a frightened little knock at my door announcing that Douglas has arrived for his disciplinary appraisal session. Not that there's much to appraise. I can tell you already that he's failed. No matter how good he is, he's failed. That's one of the joys of being a mistress, the pleasure of being totally unreasonable, and knowing that the slave on the receiving end daren't do anything about it. The slightest hint of dissent brings immediate retribution in the form of a very uncomfortable interview secured over my flogging block. Not that Douglas ever shows dissent. He's quite compliant. He's totally inept, totally inadequate, and totally insignificant. But he does have the virtue of being compliant, which is just as well because he always gets very soundly thrashed whenever he visits me. I suppose that's something he does well. He takes a good caning. He presents his bottom well, doesn't wriggle or yell too much, and by and large takes his medicine like a man. But he's not a man, is he? He's a slave. A slave with an arse that belongs to me, and that's another point I shall be making next time I see him. The little pervert has just written to me. It's a grovelling letter of apology for failing his last appraisal. I don't think he quite understands that he's always going to fail. He just doesn't get it. Mind you, last time was dreadful, and even by the standard of all that's fair and just, he would have failed. The session started with the usual inspection, and not surprisingly, I announced that he was fit for punishment. I mean, can you imagine me ever deciding that a bottom wasn't fit for a good caning? There were some signs of recent cane strokes, but nothing to worry about. At least, nothing for me to worry about, and Douglas doesn't get a vote. As I keep telling him, mistresses do not preside over democracies. Not this mistress, anyway. My domain is ruled by my whim alone. Just or not, consistent or not, my whim is the only thing that counts. Actually, I am quite consistent in that every slave gets his arse soundly caned. I make no claims about being just. Anyway, back to Douglas. Having found him fit for punishment, I shaved and oiled him in readiness for the cane. I shaved the entire bottom, all of each cheek, and right into the depths as a bum crack. Slaves find this both humiliating and daunting, which of itself makes the process worthwhile, but there are two other reasons I like to do it. First of all, it really does help me get an idea of how best to cane him. If there's a particular area that looks vulnerable, it's good to know about it, so that I can decide to go for it or not. For example, last time I shaved him, I found some recent cane wheels which I knew weren't my handiwork. It turned out that since having seen me, Douglas had been thrashed by someone else. Under the circumstances, you will understand that I took advantage of the discovery, and my cane paid particular attention to that area of his bottom. Secondly, a freshly washed, shaved, and oiled bottom has a certain appeal as it thrusts upwards in glistening stillness. It can only be waiting for one thing, and that thing is punishment. Not any punishment either. It has to be the cane. Purists would say a crook-handled rattan cane. I used to think that, but as you'll know if you visited my website, I'm now quite enthusiastic about straight-handled canes as well. One thing is non-negotiable. The cane must be rattan. It's a wonderful material, and how I wish I'd been the disciplinarian who was the very first to lay a length of it across a bare and waiting arse. What a moment that must have been. The first stroke of any punishment is special, but imagine being responsible for the very first cane stroke of all. Imagine the moment of realisation that at last there was a punishment instrument which met every conceivable need. It's inexpensive, it's durable, you can thrash arse all day with a single rattan rod and it won't let you down. It's effective. I've yet to encounter a slave who can't be broken by the effective application of a decent rattan cane. It's effortless. You don't need the muscles of a Greek wrestler to administer an effective caning. It allows precision. If I want to lay on a dozen strokes and leave only one mark, then I can. If I want to lay on a dozen strokes and leave no marks at all, then I can. If I want to lay on a dozen strokes and remove skin from the offending arse, then I can. The choice is mine, driven only by whim. Best of all, rattan feels right. It comes alive in my hand. As I tap it across Douglas's bare and thrusting bottom, the cane and I become one in our desire to make his cheeks dance to our tune, to weave a garland of pain that has him bucking against his restraints, to etch a network of angry tram lines which has but one destination, submission. That's what it's all about, submission. His will being subjugated to mine. The only way I can be sure we've achieved that most desirable state of affairs is by assessing his response to the cane. He could, of course, make known his submission by a simple declaration, and I've no doubt that he would do so if asked. It wouldn't be the same, though. Question him while he's being caned and you get a brand new perspective. His voice carries an urgency and a desperation born of his need to be believed and his fear that he won't be. If he's not, then the caning continues. That's what awaits him in a couple of weeks' time, because I don't believe he tells me the whole story about his sordid wanking habits. I think he does it more often than he admits to. I think he uses more pornographic images than he admits to. In short, I don't believe a word he says, but I promise you this. Within half an hour of securing him over my flogging block, I will believe every syllable he utters, because my favourite rattan cane and I are going to work our magic on his bare bottom. He will be caned until I believe him, and that won't take longer than half an hour of interrogation, punctuated by the frequent application of my favourite cane. What should I use? A crook-handled cane or a straight-handled cane? Or perhaps I should use both and give him half an hour with each? What a good idea! I can hardly wait.